Among the people who are glad President Obama is visiting Indonesia is Kit Bond, a Republican senator from Missouri. Here's what he told Steve Inskeep about that country.
Indonesia is key. Indonesia is the cornerstone for Southeast Asia. It happened to be the largest Muslim country in the world, and only you, I, and about 300 or 400 other people know that.
Senator Bond said he's been traveling for decades to Indonesia, a nation with millions of moderate Muslims, and he co-authored a book on Southeast Asia. It's called The Next Front, as in the next front in the fight against extremism. For Bond, it's a contest of ideas and trade rather than guns.
You include a quote in the book here from the Aga Khan, who is a leader of a large Muslim sect, who says the supposed clash of cultures is in reality nothing more than a manifestation of mutual ignorance. You seem to want more communication to get across that ignorance.
Mutual ignorance, I think, is a very generous understatement of the problem. There is an overwhelming lack of understanding about the Muslim countries, particularly in Southeast Asia. We were having a book signing at a large bookstore in the United States. I told him it was about Southeast Asia. He said, oh, another book on China. And I said, no, wrong. This is, certainly China is very important. But many companies are seeing that the challenges that they face in China suggest that they ought to be developing their Asian production in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that China is not the only player in the field. They want to have an opportunity to buy from and sell to a country other than China.
And why do you write that it is important that Americans not view all Muslims the same, view them all as enemies?
A very small number of them subscribe to the violent theories of Osama bin Laden, others like that.
Very small percentage of people.
But a very small percent can still be tens of millions of people potentially. But if you can show the people that they have a much better way of improving their lives and the lives of their people, if they engage in productive free market activities, a system more like the American system, and to the extent that they can see benefits, fewer and fewer people will subscribe to or support terrorist activities.
It sounds like you think there's a national security argument for free trade, if you think about a country like Indonesia.
Oh, I think so. I think that developing strong economic ties is the best way to assure that we have peaceful relations.
Can the United States increase trade with a country like Indonesia without having more American workers feeling like they're competing with Indonesian laborers making a dollar a day? Can you do that?
I think that you look at the statistics, and I believe it was the Dartmouth School study a few years ago pointed out that companies, on average, created two jobs in the United States for every one job created abroad. If you have an American company there, that is the best foothold to promote exports.
That's a tough sell. We had a discussion on this program a couple weeks ago that centered in part on a survey that found like something like 86% of Americans think that outsourcing is the biggest threat to their jobs and the economy in general. I mean, that was the number one concern that people
had. I think that's some hysteria that has been used. Any time there's a downturn, the protectionists come out and say, well, it's because of outsourcing. Well, the recession we've had is because some very bad housing policies and a failure to regulate Wall Street. Those things caused us the downturn. One of the things that's going to help us come out of it, and President Obama has said it himself, is we need to have exports driving our economic recovery. I agree with him.
If he asked you for one piece of advice, what would you tell the president to do?
Same advice I'd give him anywhere. Go in and listen. Offer help. See how we can work together. And reemphasize to him the fact that America understands that Indonesia is a very important economic security partner and a country that should be a close friend of ours in a region where there is always turmoil. And we need people not who are dominated by us, but who are friendly with us and willing to trade.
Retiring Republican U.S. Senator Christopher S. Bond is co-author with Lewis M. Simons of the book The Next Front about Southeast Asia. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
And that's Steve Inskeep talking to Senator Bond. NPR will be giving you updates on President Obama's trip to Indonesia as we get them.